Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant and Lou Brings Orchestra and Al's guests.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever a puddle of showers come along.
Thank you, thank you. Now here's a song I've sung every year for the past 20 years. And I can't let this season go by without doing it again. Take it, Lou. I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss your soul. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folk in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north won't see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. The folks up north won't see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
You know, I hear that song, Al. I think of a wonderful place where the birds sing, the sun shines, the flowers bloom all the time.
Well, Ken, that's California.
That's right. You want my opinion? You probably don't. I hate the outdoors.
Oscar, what have you got against the outdoors?
There's no roof over it.
Oscar, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Now, wait.
Let him out.
Well, that's the trouble, and that's exactly what's wrong with you, Oscar. You don't get out in the open air enough. Now, look at me.
I'm tired of that.
What?
I just hope this boy and I won't be in the same line at the unemployment office this summer.
Now, really, son, you ought to get out in the air more. You really should.
Don't give me that advice, Al. I play concerts in the open air. Sometimes I almost freeze to death. I was playing a concert one night in Albuquerque.
Yeah?
It was so cold, I had to throw a Navajo blanket over me.
Oscar, could you play piano with a Navajo blanket on you?
Not good, Al. There was a Navajo still in it.
Oscar. Oscar, look, I'm looking forward to the time when you play your next concert here. You know, last year I heard you at Hollywood Bowl. You played good. You really did. You played good. But awfully long, don't you think?
Well, I played the Greek concerto and the Tchaikovsky concerto. Each one took 35 minutes.
Well, that's my point, Oscar. It was such long numbers. Why'd you play two of them?
Because I'm a pig.
Who am I to disagree with you on that? But, Oscar, you kept playing even when those airplanes were flying over the bowl. Didn't that bother you?
Nah, I arranged that with American Airlines.
Yeah?
I have them fly over during the difficult passages. In fact, I'm the only one to play Greek's concerto for piano and DC-6.
Well, there are no planes flying over the music hall. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar Levant will now play Beethoven's Fifth. The reason he's playing Beethoven's Fifth is because it doesn't come in pints.
So happens I'm playing Rachmaninoff's concerto.
Thank you.
the star. Out tonight, I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, for I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people pass by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
Gentlemen, standing alongside me is Hollywood's newest Cinderella girl. 2 years ago, she was just another singer with a band. Today, she's one of our brightest stars in pictures and the singing star of Bob Hope's radio show, Miss Doris Day.
Oh, thank you, Al. Say, Al, I'm not really a Cinderella at all.
Doris, now that you're in pictures and on the radio, are you making any money?
Well, I really don't know, Al. You see, Bob Hope handles all my money.
Is this Doris Day or Dennis Day? Well, you know, I just figured out why Bob Hope's nose is so sharp.
Why?
He's been probably using it to split swan soap into. By the way, Doris, I heard you sing at the Academy Awards ceremony a few weeks ago, and honestly, a little late, but you were great.
Oh, thank you, Al. I really enjoyed it. It was so exciting to watch the actors win those Oscars. Oh, I'd love to get an Oscar.
At an Oscar right here, I'd love to give you.
If you boys will stop quarreling, I'd like to tell you about a new song that I have.
New song? Mm-hmm. Doris, don't you know this is a place where old songs come to die?
That's not true, Doris. If you have a new song, sing it. And tell me, what's the name of it?
My Dream is Yours. It's from my new picture. And the picture's also called My Dream is Yours. My dream is yours. My dream is yours alone. It's all I own. My dream is yours. I'm through with spending time pretending I'm a rover. And when I dream it over, I'm in clover. And everything is fine. My dream is yours. It isn't much to give, but while I live, my dream is yours. So, darling, may I say, begins to shine. My dream is yours because it's yours and mine.
Doris, that was beautiful. And like the song says, I wish my dream was yours.
She wouldn't want your dream, Al.
Why not, Oscar?
What kick would she get out of dreaming about Ava Gardner?
You know, Oscar, for a girl like me to appear in a program with Al Jolson, I don't have words to describe how really great it is.
Jolson will give you a few.
Now, don't you know what I mean, Oscar? You're with Al Jolson every week. Doesn't it do something to you?
Yes, but that's between me and my psychiatrist.
I know is that I wish I'd been born sooner so I could have been in a Broadway musical with a man like Al Jolson.
No sooner said than done. Oscar can play Broadway producer who gets the girl.
But what?
I said Oscar can play the Broadway producer who never gets the girl. Pardon my mistake. Again, I'll give it here. Oscar can play the Broadway producer who never gets the girl. See how funny your answer is.
If I get the girl, there's no script. Well, anyway, that's the part I always play. You know, I've lost so many girls on the screen, my wife is beginning to wonder what she saw in me.
That's something I always wondered, too. Now, look, Doris, you'll be the girl, huh?
Gee, do you think I can do it?
Better than me and Oscar. Now, I'll be a young singer in love with Doris. It's opening night. The curtain's going up on the first act. Doris and I are on stage. Music, maestro. Doris, darling.
Oh, yes, Asa, dearest.
Darling, there's something you must know.
What is it?
I don't know, but you must know something.
Oh, darling. Darling, sometimes I wonder if you care for me.
Of course I do, sweetheart. But when I look at you, a small voice inside of me says...
What does it say?
I don't know. It's so small I can't hear it.
Asa, we mustn't let our love slip away like this. Put your arms around me and hold me tight. Tighter. Tighter.
Doris, you're flattening the grooves in my deck of records.
Oh, it's no use. You don't love me at all. I'm going home to my mother. Do you hear me? I'm going home to my mother.
Don't take on so. You haven't far to go. She lives with us. But, Doris, look. I can express myself better in music. Now, here's a little song I wrote especially for you. Stand right alongside of me, honey, while I sing it. You'll always be beautiful as you are tonight. You'll always be beautiful. You make the night seem bright. Where we go, you'll always be the loveliest one in sight. What matters when you're old and the gold turns to white? You'll be as beautiful as you are tonight. And when the years have passed, love like ours will ever last. You'll always be beautiful as you are tonight.
Jolson, I was sitting backstage here watching the first act of our musical. You did a good job in that love scene with Doris.
Why not? I love her.
But I love her, too.
But will you give her money and jewels?
Yes.
Will you give up furs and limousines?
Yes.
Spendthrift.
So happens she told me she despises you.
Oh, no, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that.
You're too late. I said it.
Well, there's only one decent thing for me to do.
Gee, you're going to kill yourself, huh?
No. No.
What's that hurry there, Bob?
I overplayed my anxiety.
No, I'm not going to kill myself. I'm going to go where there are no women. I'm going to join the Foreign Legion.
Mon capitaine Carpentier. We have been in the middle of the desert, surrounded by the enemy for 2 weeks.
Legionnaire, there is something I would like to ask you.
What is it, mon capitaine?
For 10 years now, I've seen you march 20 miles a day through the hot sand with big greased tears on your feet. Why don't you ever sit down to rest?
Because my feet is not the only place I got greased tears.
I understand the enemy captured one of our legionnaires. And every day they tighten his belt buckle another notch. And every day they tighten his belt buckle another notch and make him swallow sand.
Why are they doing that?
I think they're trying to make an hourglass out of him.
Horatio, son, after all these years, how is it you do not speak the French well?
Mon capitaine, I speak French when in Paris. I say crêpe Suzette and amour. I can also say regard, voilà, écha, noix, louche avec.
But do you know what that means?
Oui. It means, look, there goes a cross-eyed black cat with a white tail.
Well, when can you use that?
When I meet a cross-eyed black cat with a white tail.
Johnson, why? Tell me, why did you join the American, the Foreign Legion?
You're getting mixed up in your lapel. I joined the Legion to forget.
But why do you have a string tied around your finger?
Well, I do not want to forget everything. Well, I joined to forget Doris. A piano player named Oscar Levant stole her away from me.
So you joined the Legion to forget her?
No, to forget Levant. The girl I will never forget. Many nights when the sky is clear and the stars are shining, I sit here and think of her. Her eyes are stars, her lips are like wine. There's no other girl in the world like that wonderful girl of mine. I see her smile and everything's fine. There's no other smile like the smile of that wonderful girl of mine. For where she walks, there are roses growing where roses never grew. We touch and I see a rainbow glowing lost a heaven of blue. The bells is gonna ring, the sun's gonna shine when I tie my heart to the heart of that wonderful girl of
mine. Capitaine.
Sacre bleu. He is not here. Here I am all alone in the middle of the hot desert with the enemy ready to strike me down. If I ever needed Larry Parks, this is the time.
Asa, darling, I found you at last. Kiss me. Oh, Asa, the way you kiss.
It is the hot sand in my mustache. Daughter, sweetheart, how do you get across the desert without a camel?
Without a what? Oh, it was easy. Put me down, Oscar. Oh. Asa, darling, I'm so glad I found you at last. I was going out of my mind. Oscar and I put on show after show on Broadway, but Somehow it wasn't the same without you.
That's right. We had hits.
Oh, look. Look, there's thousands of horrible men on horseback riding towards us. Ace said they'll kill us. What can we do?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Everybody knows what's going to happen. The Marines are going to save us. Oscar shoots himself, and I get the girl. So if that is a music cue, I never heard one.
Put your arms around me, Doris. Hold me tight.
Huddle up and cuddle up with all your might.
Oh, Doris, when you roll those eyes, I the light.
Now when you look at me, my heart begins to float.
Then what happens, Biddy?
Then it starts rocking like a motorboat.
No, oh, I never knew any girl like
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling then. But I can't remember when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before. But who knows where all were.
Folks, a boy always remembers his first girl. A lot of boys have girls named Mary, Frances, or Josie. Well, it may have been my gal Sal who inspired Paul Dresser to write this song.
They call her Frivolous Sal, a peculiar sort of a girl. With a heart that was mellow, an all-round good fellow, was my old pal. Your trouble, sorrow, and care, she was always willing to share. A wild sort of devil, but dead on the level, was my gal Sal.
Good night, everybody.
Music Hall starring Al Jolson came to you from Hollywood through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.